Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Niall Gibbons is the chief executive of Dublin-based Tourism Ireland with 22 satellite offices around the world. We had the absolute pleasure and honor to meet and visit with Mr. Gibbons in San Francisco at the Fairmont Hotel while he was in the city in conjunction with a media trade luncheon where new Irish tourism initiatives were showcased, including the Aer Lingus launch of daily nonstop flights between San Francisco and Dublin. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a fascinating conversation with Niall Gibbons as he shares his passion for Ireland and specifically really cool things to do and see around the Emerald Isle, including visits to Dublin City, Belfast, and Derry, journeying along the 1,600-mile-long Wild Atlantic Way coastal route, exploring the Antrim coast, visits to Bushmills Distillery, and much more.
Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland. Hi.
Ah, Tom, how are you? Great to be on the show. Delighted to be back in San Francisco. Not my first time, but always nice to come back here. Thank you.
Where are you based?
I'm mainly based in Dublin. I run a company called Tourism Ireland, which is the Irish and Northern Irish government's combined company, which markets Ireland as a tourism destination overseas. So we've got 22 operations around the world. The United States is the second most important market to Ireland after the UK, which is obviously next door to us. But we're really excited about what's been happening here over the last number of years. We've seen a phenomenal increase in the amount of people coming from the United States, and we're very keen to build on that. This is our most important week of the year. It is St. Patrick's Week. It used to be St. Patrick's Day. It is now St. Patrick's Week. It'll be St. Patrick's Month one of these days. So we're delighted to be out here today. Our Minister, Pascal Donoghue, who's the Tourism Minister, is going to be with us. We're meeting with some people from Aer Lingus and meet members of the travel trade and media as well to talk about Ireland. I really say thank you to them for all the support they've given us over the years, but also to say, look, you're very welcome to come again soon.
I understand that part of the reason that you're here has to do with Aer Lingus and their initiative of starting daily service from San Francisco.
Yeah, Aer Lingus are a really important carrier to Ireland. About 50% of all the people that come from the United States will travel with Aer Lingus. We've seen them expand into New York again this year. They're putting a third plane in there, a new service from Washington, D.C. And we were thrilled a couple of years ago when they announced a renewal of their service here. It's not brand new. It's a renewal of the service from San Francisco, which I now know is going daily in 2015. So that's great news for people on the West Coast.
Is that Shannon as well as Dublin?
That's into Dublin. Okay. It's a Dublin service. But for people who arrive into Dublin, I mean, it's a very easy island to get around now. Car hire, very good, and rail options as well if you want to do that. And for people who may be coming on a coach tour, you know, it's very easy to get around Ireland. But for coming from the West Coast now, it means you can travel any day of the week direct from San Francisco into Dublin, which is great news for us. And Aer Lingus are a very important partner for us, and we're just so excited about the expansion.
If you don't mind, personal curiosity, Shannon, which I used to fly in and out of on American, and then Belfast. And I understand that there were some issues on cost effectiveness out of Belfast due to tariffs and whatnot.
Well, in relation to Shannon, first of all, Shannon has seen a great renaissance of traffic into its airport. Traffic into Shannon increased by about 15% last year. It's the gateway to the west coast of Ireland. Still a lot of access available in through New York, through Boston, and other gateways. So
on Aer Lingus?
On Aer Lingus, but also other flights as well, United, Delta. So if you check the Ireland.com website, you'll be able to find out all the information you need on who, when, where, why. But a lot of good access into Shannon, particularly during the summer months. Very much a gateway to the west coast of Ireland. From a Belfast perspective, we're delighted that United Airlines are still flying into Belfast from Newark. So that's good news for people on the east coast. That's been a very successful service, very good for tourism. And Belfast, obviously, for historical reasons, would have had a tough time, you know, during the 1970s and 80s. But we're seeing a renaissance now in tourism into Northern Ireland. They had their best year ever last year. It's going to be a very good 2015 as well.
Mm-hmm. Reading and following from the outside that the Celtic Tiger might be back.
Well, I don't know whether we want to get too excited about the Celtic Tiger or terms like that. But certainly, I mean, the economy in Ireland had peaked around 2006-07. It went through along with our international economy, by the way, went through a very difficult period. But I'm glad to say that, I mean, yeah, economically things are certainly moving in the right direction. Terrific news in relation to exports, foreign direct investment. And we're delighted to see that tourism has been a star player in that economic revival. Tourism has created more jobs than any other sector in the last year or two, which is really good. And we have seen record number of visitors, particularly from North America. And let me tell you a very interesting statistic. Out of all US travel now into mainland Europe, Ireland accounts for 10%.
Wow.
So you've got an island that has about 6.5 million people competing against the likes of Italy, Germany, the UK, France, all countries with populations of 50 and 60 million, but we have 10% of all US outbound travel into mainland Europe in 2014, and we're going to see that increase again this year.
Is there a simple explanation for that?
All the great work that our team over here are doing, led by Alison Metcalf, do a super job marketing Ireland over here. They do a great job, the team, working over here. There are a number of factors, obviously. There's always been a very good relationship between the US and Ireland. There's been a very solid foundation. Ireland has been out here promoting for over 50 years. Even when times were bad, we didn't take our foot off the pedal. I think that's appreciated by consumers. We have a fantastic product. I mean, the product in Ireland has never been in better shape. New products like the Wild Atlantic Way have been, you know, spectacularly successful. People with Irish ancestry here, of whom there are over 35 million in the United States, came back for an event called The Gathering a number of years ago as well.
The Gathering 2013?
The Gathering 2013.
And how did that go? That sounded fascinating.
It went extremely well. I mean, from this particular market, we saw numbers were up, you know, again, about over 15%. So all in all, we've had a very good run over the last number of years. So it's important for us to keep working on the promotion side. We will have our minister over here today. Yeah, our prime minister is over in the United States as well. He'll be meeting with the president next week. So I think we put a big effort into it, and I think that's reciprocated by the amount of people that come and visit Ireland.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Irish around the world and the numbers. The diaspora really populated the world as Irish.
It's an amazing story. There are 70 million Irish people around the world that claim ancestry, and it's a very, very big number, and we're very keen to make sure that we're in contact. And because of technology now, actually, it's never been easier for people to keep in contact between all the social media that's out there now, whereas before we had to handwrite letters. Now we can stay in touch through technology. There are about 35 million here in the United States. There are about 5 million in Canada, about 5 million in Australia, 6 million in the UK. But then there are many, many more scattered around different countries around the world. And just by way of example, it's meant that for St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up, means we've been able to light up iconic buildings around the world green on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Largely arising from the work of, you know, great work that Irish people have done over the years. So, for example, Table Mountain in South Africa, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, will light up green, mainly because of the work carried out by the St. Patrick's Trust in helping homeless people in South Africa. The statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro lit up green last year. And again, that wouldn't have happened but for the missionary work that Irish people did in Brazil over 100 years ago. And I think the connections that the Irish diaspora have had have always helped to shine a light. So the Colosseum next week in Rome, for example,
really?
Is going to light up green too. And we'll have some buildings here in San Francisco go green as well. The London Eye, the Great Wall of China, Sydney Opera House. There's over 120 global icons next week that will light up for St. Patrick's. So it's been fantastic for a country that's so small to have such influence. It's wonderful.
So nobody realizes that the Irish are in the midst of taking over the world.
Well, I don't know. We won't go that far maybe, but we make an impact here and there.
Talk to us for a moment about your favorite things. Say I was coming over to Ireland and I'd never been there before. What are some of your hit list of things, oh my gosh, you must do this or see that or go there?
Okay, well, I mean, certainly if you're looking for a city-based experience, it's important that you visit either or both Dublin and Belfast. That's where you're likely to fly into anyway. And a great place for a city break. A couple of things that are must-dos. You know, you've got to see Trinity College in the Book of Kells. You've got to go to the Guinness Storehouse. But it's an easy city to walk around. That's the thing to remember as well. So there are walking tours available, open-top bus tours. I recommend those. Great way to see the city. If you're heading up to Belfast, which I'd recommend you do, you're going to see very much a new side to Ireland, a new side to Northern Ireland. And again, I'd recommend a walking tour in Belfast as well. So an amazing renaissance happening around the city. really good places to eat out. Go to see Titanic, which is the new Titanic was built in Belfast. It was okay when I left, as the people locally, there say. Keep on reminding me. But that's been a terrific visitor attraction. Over 1.5 million have visited there in the first couple of years. When you've done the urban experience, always good to get out and see the countryside. I mean, that's the one thing that people in the United States always say. People are warm and friendly, but the scenery is really dramatic. Mm-hmm. The Wild Atlantic Way is a new route which travels all the way from Kinsale and Cork, in the very southern tip of Ireland, all the way around to Ballinhead and Donegal, the northern tip. And it's 1,500 miles wow. off the most stunning, dramatic, scenic coastline. You may not get to drive it all in the one go, but if you can take in part of it, that'll be really good.
Would that include the Cliffs of Moher?
Yes, indeed. Cliffs of Moher and takes in about 9 different counties from Donegal, Sligo, Galway, Mayo, Clare, Kerry and Cork. I also think that people from the United States like castle-type experiences, mm-hmm. and again, we have quite a number of those, and that brings you into the history of Ireland. I mean, these go back to the 14th, 15th, 16th centuries, tell an awful lot of things about who we are, where we came from, the impact of the UK in Ireland. I think, you know, they're very important for our American visitors. So if you want to stay in one, I mean, the likes of Ashford, Dromoland Castle are very, very popular 5-star luxury castles to stay in, but also to visit as well. You know, places like Blarney and Cork as well are very, very popular with tourists. And certainly you mentioned the Cliffs of Moher, in excess of 1 million visitors last year for the first time. Very popular and very stunning attraction. But also places like Donegal, where cliffs called Sleeve League, which are sometimes not talked about as much as Cliffs of Moher, but every bit is dramatic.
Talk to us a moment about Derry. I've not been there since the 90s, and I've heard it's just changed phenomenally.
It changed incredibly phenomenally for the better. I was up there myself last year and got a walking tour. A lot of money has been spent on Derry. It was a UK City of Culture in 2013. I have to say, a walking tour of Derry is one of the most enriching experiences you will have. You could tell the history of Ireland in the city of Derry. That's one important thing to remember about it. I remember standing at one moment myself with two silver goblets, effectively, that were donated to the Bishop of Derry in 1655.
Wow.
These guys have the original padlocks on the gates in 1689 when the siege of Derry happened.
Wow.
And they were there in a cabinet that was standing beside them. So there's an incredible history that's been incredibly well preserved, and something that people will be very interested to learn about. The walls of Derry are over 400 years old. They were built by craftsmen and the guilds from London, and hence it used to be called Londonderry. And there's an amazing story about the history of Derry, and I think American people will find it a fascinating place to visit.
One more, and one of my favorite things to do, the Antrim Coast.
Yeah, I mean, again, one of the most stunning coastal drives in the world, the Causeway Coastal Route, which goes all the way around from Belfast up to the Giant's Causeway. A lot of things to see and do. If you want to see the Giant's Causeway, they spent a lot of money just redeveloping the whole site. It's a National Trust property. It's stunning. Carrickaread Rope Bridge, not for the faint-hearted, but always a great journey over a wooden bridge, which is travelling over the sea. If you're interested in golf, in Northern Ireland, Royal County Down, Royal Port Rush, two of the best golf courses in the world, frequently ranking two of the top 10, according to Golf Digest over here in the United States. And there's another attraction which has been built this year called the Goblins Coastal Cliff Walk. It originally opened in 1902 and it went into disrepair. It's now been redeveloped. It's 17 cages that go out into the sea onto cliff paths. That'll be a stunning attraction this year.
When whereabouts is that?
That's up on the north coast, very close to Larne, just near, very close to Belfast. And that's something I think that's going to make a big difference for people coming this year for the first time.
So that'd be a great day trip from Belfast then, because Larne is so close.
Oh, it's only down the road. So, I mean, again, if you are going to Belfast, this will be one of the things that you must see. Gardens, I mentioned castles, but gardens as well. Mount Stuart in County Down, again, is going to open in April. That's been redeveloped, and I think that's going to be a stunning attraction that'll be of great interest to people from the United States.
Okay, one more thing on the North Coast, and that's Bush Mills.
Well, absolutely. And again, another great attraction. The story of Irish whiskey is a very, very positive and a very engaging one, which is really going from strength to strength. And the Bushmills Distillery there in the North Coast is, again, day tours, and people really enjoy that part of the world.
All right. You know, I could hog your time all day long.
That's okay.
This has been great. Is there anything else, anything that you can think of that you want to share with us that we haven't broached?
People coming to Ireland tell us the most amazing stories. And if you're looking for more information on how to get there, ireland.com will give all the information that's there. But I just encourage people to enjoy the warmth and humour and friendliness of Irish people.
A friend of mine in Dublin, Keelan McCluskey with jig.ie, he said, yes, we Irish were way over-socialized. That's one of the most endearing things when I think of Ireland and the Irish, is what a wonderful time, because it's a human experience. That's what makes it so memorable.
That's what we hear time and time again, is that human experience and that people in Ireland are engaging. We are very inquisitive, so when we see you with the map on the street, it's quite likely we'll go over and ask you, where are you? Are you lost? And where are you from? Do you have family? What age are they? So by the time you're finished, we'll know all about you and why you came. And I think that's one of the engaging things that people like about Ireland. The culture is something else that people really enjoy as well. There's the old and there's the new. So if you want a contemporary experience, you can certainly have that. If you want a traditional experience in terms of music and dance, there's plenty of that there too. And above all, then the scenery as well, you know, when people get out, you know, to the coastline. We take it for granted we all live by a coast in Ireland, but many people never get to see it all their lives. But it's dramatic. And as someone described the Wild Atlantic Way, a journey along our nation's soul.
Wow,
and that's an interesting description that I think people will probably resonate with when they go over and see it.
Yes. Niall, thank you so much. What an absolute pleasure and an honor to visit with you.
Well, it's been an honor being in San Francisco, I can tell you, and I'm looking forward to being back again. I'm very glad to come here to temperatures of 18 degrees.
We've been speaking with Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive, Tourism Ireland. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
For further information about discovering Ireland, log on to tourismireland.com. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Francisco, California.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.